Blog Talk Radio. Other side of this tragedy. It's time to emerge. Let's shape up and win together. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we're on a divine journey in which I believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in. Time of Empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. You know, we don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what in the world am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm happy to tell you, you're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, you know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. Take advantage of our on-demand library if you miss any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. The letter four and the number four and the letter U. Inspired Media for You. The number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we'll be going today in our broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open up our programming for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and your comments. We love the interaction. It lends to a greater richness, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time, and don't be shy. You know, I come to you, and I always look forward to Mondays. I truly do genuinely and sincerely love Mondays. And I love Mondays because it is a platform and an opportunity for me to be a beacon, light, hope, and empowerment. And that is my mission, that I would be a beacon of hope, a beacon of light, and empowerment. And so through Motivational Mondays, I have the opportunity to do that in your lives on a regular basis. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series. SHAPE is an acronym that I came up with that stands for S, strategies, H, heart, A, attitude, P, perseverance, E, execute. And so in our Shape Up series, we focus on bringing empowerment around the areas of our acronym. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Allow those social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the Bible, a carrier pigeon, go old school, send an email, send a fax, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, laptops, iPad, desktop handy, your phone with your notes, you want to grab something, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as I stated, with Master Motivator Coach Adams, today is our Shape Up series, and it's time to emerge. It's time to emerge. Why is it time to emerge, you may be thinking, and what does that all mean? Well, I'm going to tell you. Wow, you know, it's hard to believe, actually, that today is, we're halfway through 2020, and it has been laced with difficulty. You know, the new year kicked off with loss in February and unfortunate loss of Kobe and Gigi Bryant and their fellow passengers of the tragic helicopter tragedy. In March, which was my birthday month, I was excited and ready to celebrate. I was planning to go out of town, had a great Jamaica trip planned for April. And in March, things kicked off into high gear with the pandemic and the coronavirus COVID-19. In which we have all been on a stay-at-home order since March. They're loosening those guidelines, and people are excited, I know, especially in California, to get out, because it being sunny Cali, and we look forward to our summers and just all year-round sun. You know, during this pandemic, if it wasn't enough, we've had countless lives lost, Millions are unemployed, and the financial effects to the economy are relevant. Now, the tragic loss of George Floyd at the hand of police who are to protect and serve. With all of that, it's understandable that we are dealing with unrest and wondering, how will I, how will we get on the other side of all of this? How will we recover? How will we make it through? And that is truly a great question. This is a valid question. When we look at the news headlines, the current events as they continue to develop and unfold, I am shaken, as many of you are. And I challenge you that this is a time when you have to rise up and greet June and this halfway point in this new year. We must do it courageously with boldness. We need to all stop. We need to all pause. And we need to all take a, you know, George Floyd cried out and said, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And right now, each and every one of us, with all of the headlines and what's going on, we need to take a pause. We need to take a breath so that we can emerge. But we need to look at what does this process of emerging mean and what does it look like. And I want to challenge you in this very moment to take a brief moment of silence and breathe. Breathe through all of what we just highlighted. As this year started out, breathe. Take a moment. Breathe. Breathe. Take a deep breath in and release a deep breath out. Release it, release it, release it. I want you to know, and again, let's take a brief moment of silence and breathe. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, why did you have me take a breath? Why did you have me take a moment of silence? Because when we reflect on this first 6 months, its totality can be overwhelming. If we don't process what we're feeling in the right way, it becomes destructive, and we're seeing that in the headlines. But what we need to do is we need to determine how can I convert this hurt that I'm feeling, this pain, this disappointment, how can I effectively process it so that it becomes power and I'm not navigating through helpless because of what's going on, but I'm coming through empowered in the midst of what's going on. Please understand and hear Coach Adams' heart. I am in no way minimizing what's going on, but I want you to know that today you have an opportunity to make a decision. You have an opportunity to make a decision. And I'm learning continuously through my mentors that one of the hardest things for all of us to do, regardless of your level, and we struggle at different levels, is to make a decision. But I want you to know that today is an amazing opportunity for you to make a life-altering decision. That life-altering decision is that I will press through, and I'm going to press through coming up with solutions and with vision. You see, because all of this destruction and all of the burning and all of the looting and all of the rioting and all of the stuff that's negatively happening, that's not going to move us forward. In essence, it's hindering us. I'm not saying you shouldn't be upset. I'm upset. I'm not saying that you're not dealing with this tangled ball of emotions with all of what we talked about. You couldn't get over one crisis, and then you're faced with another. And the reason for that is because crises are common. We may be dealing with them at different levels, but a crisis is common. And what is key is how do you navigate and process through a crisis when you're faced with it? Do you hold on to your core values? Are you a leader in the midst of, or do you turn into a destroyer, as we're seeing in the headlines, the burning and the looting and the breaking and all of the devastation? When it all settles down and it's all said and done, what has that done to move us forward? You know, I heard Whoopi Goldberg, and I was very touched by what she was saying. She said, did anybody ask the family? Did anyone ask the family of George Floyd, what do you want? What do you need? And we're doing it in the name of George Floyd. And I understand, again, I get it. I get that we're upset. That was not, he should not have died in such a horrific way. I'm challenged by the fact that only one of the police officers has been brought up on charges. They were all a part of the process. They are all equally responsible, and they should all have to face the consequences of those decisions in that moment, each and every one of them. But we, too, have decisions to make. And again, our decisions, I want to challenge you that your decisions would allow you to emerge out of the midst of all of the devastation, that you would make the decision today to push through with solutions and to push through with vision, vision that will build up, not burn and tear down. Again, I understand the upset, the outrage. I share the pain, but it's change that will make the biggest difference. And how are you being used to change? Change legislation, change policies, change laws, fight in the right way. I want you to know that this emerging is what we need to do. This is what I'm proposing, that you allow your mindset to shift from devastation to the fact that I will emerge, that you will maintain your commitment, that you will work your vision, that you will achieve your goals, and you will live out your dreams to make this world a better place. To change legislation, to change policies, to change laws. Do something productive. Process the pain, that you would process it productively, that you would process it and use it, that it would become power for you to show up and get into position and emerge. You may be thinking, Coach, you keep saying this term, emerge. What are you saying? What do you mean? To come into view as a leader, to become visible as a leader with your vision, whatever that may be, the vision that's on the inside of you, the vision that is an answer to the circumstances that we're dealing with. But because you have not brought it forth, the earth is lacking the very thing that's inside of you that we absolutely need. So don't allow the circumstances to shut you down. Don't allow the circumstances to allow you to become more oppressed. Don't allow the circumstances to spiral you down. Take that pain, shift it into power, and do your assignment. Do what you were created to do. How will your vision support and give what's needed? Your vision may be the very thing that helps people to refocus. This is a time in which we have lost our way. We have lost our focus. The burning up cars, what does that accomplish? I really want to know, what does it accomplish? I understand the upset. Again, don't misunderstand Coach Adams. But I'm asking the question, and if you're listening in today and you have an answer for me, help me to see it from a different point of view, because I don't understand how burning of the cars is a solution. I don't get it. I get that it's based on hurt and anger and lashing out, but does it bring forth, does it emerge a solution that is vision-based, that moves beyond this moment and takes us into another day? That is what you have to ask yourself. What will my vision do? So emerge with your vision that refocuses. This refocusing is an adjustment of our focus, because right now the focus is not clear. People are being followers. They're just doing because of all of those things that I mentioned that have been steps along the way of this new year. So this is kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. And believe me, I get that. I get it. But I want to challenge you to fight for vision today. I want to challenge you to emerge and be a beacon of light that brings forth solutions of change. Don't just get caught up in the downward spiral. Just because the sky is falling for others does not mean that the sky has to fall for you. It doesn't mean that you don't care about what's going on. It's wrong. I don't care how you paint the picture. I'm there with you. But all of what we're seeing in the news headline does not bring about a resolution. It's not honoring this man's passing in an honorable way. We're overshadowing what has happened by the devastation that we're creating in our anger and in our hurt, because we're not mastering and containing those emotions. We're not harnessing those emotions, and we're just lashing out without thought. And so I want you to know that when you emerge with your vision may be the very thing that we need right now, and that's a refocusing. Adjusting the focus. Helping someone who has lost their way get back on the pathway. You see, those police officers, that man lost his way in that moment. When he had his knee on that young man's neck, he lost his way. And his tribe around him should have said, man, back off, pull off, we got him, that's not necessary. They should have helped him to refocus. But they didn't. They stood by and they participated. They may not have had their knee on his neck. They may not have had their knee on George Floyd's neck, but they participated by standing by. Don't be a follower and just participate in what's going on. No, you're better than that. You are better than that. Be a beacon of change. Do something productive that's going to help to shift the climate, the atmosphere of what we're dealing with. I'm all for a peaceful protest, but I can't support burning up buildings and all of the devastation. I can't get with that because that has created a domino effect of other issues when we were already dealing with a magnitude of issues. But it's okay because today is a new day and you have the opportunity to change. Make a decision that you will birth your vision. You will emerge with your vision. No longer will you sit idly by on the sidelines of the game of life, murmuring, complaining that the game is not going the way that you desire for it to go. And you're not on the field, you're not on the court, you're not taking the shot. But you can murmur and complain, oh, so well. But what are you doing to create change? Right where we are, each and every one of us, if we step it up one person at a time, over time, guess what? We've touched a lot of people. So I need you today to make the decision that I am going to emerge as a leader with my vision. I'm going to bring forth solutions that's going to make this world better. I'm going to help to improve the dynamics with my vision, whatever that may be. I'm going to help to refocus because we've lost our way. I'm going to help to restore, to bring things back, to reinstate. Now, we are dealing with, and we have already been dealing with, a cultural change because of the pandemic. So this restoring may be different because of the dynamics that we've been dealing with. But there are certain things that we can bring back. There are certain things that we can reinstate. But how can you help with that? You know, one of the things that I love about Habitat for Humanity is that they get people to help people to build their homes. What are you helping to build today? Or are you out there tearing things down, burning things up, setting it off, as they would say? That's not your assignment. Your assignment is to refocus. Your assignment is to restore. Your assignment as we emerge, it's to renew, to resume after this interruption that we've been dealing with, all of the interruptions of life that we've been dealing with. One thing after the other has interrupted the flow, the natural flow of the life journey that we've been on. We were in our comfort zone. It was familiar. So we need to renew. We need to resume. The resuming may look different because we've been stretched out of our comfort zone, and change is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You know, I often, when I think of change, I think of two particular books, one of which is The Coffee Bean. I love the story of The Coffee Bean. If you've listened in, you've heard me mention The Coffee Bean, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with it, but let me just remind you. The question is raised, are you a carrot, are you an egg, are you a coffee bean? Because a carrot, when it's in the boiling points of life, it weakens. And right now we're seeing many, they are weakening. They have weakened because the situation was the straw that broke the camel's back and they can't take any more. And so they have weakened. Then there's the egg. The egg gets hardened. Many will become hardened after this. They're going to become bitter after this. And I get it. I do. I get it. But that's because, as my dear sister friend would say, they haven't processed their pain. They're not processing it correctly. And so they become hardened. They become bitter. Don't be a carrot. Don't be the egg. The carrot weakens. The egg becomes hard. Be the coffee bean. And if you haven't heard me share with you the illustration of the coffee bean, you take a coffee bean and you put it in the boiling water of life, that coffee bean changes the atmosphere and creates something different, creates something good for those that are coffee drinkers. There's nothing like a good cup of coffee for the coffee drinkers. You see, your little coffee bean did that for you. It changed the atmosphere of that water, and it created something delicious, something enjoyable, something fragrant and aromatic. And that's what I'm saying to you, our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We so appreciate and thank you for tuning in today. And I want you to know that this is your day to make a decision to be a part of change, to be the coffee bean, change the atmosphere, bring the sweet aroma of something new, something that you have restored, something that's been renewed, something that has been refocused. Help to refocus those that are lost. Help to restore that which needs to be reinstated. Be a part of the building blocks of that process to help us to get on the other side. Don't be a part of the issue. Don't be a part of the struggle, the challenge. Be a part of the solutions and be a change agent. Right where you are, bring your vision forth that may be the answers that we need. Don't sit idly by and murmur and complain and get caught up into the crowds of what's happening. You're greater than that. You are a leader. God has called each and every one of us to take dominion, which means we are to be leaders. And it's in difficulty, it's in a crisis that true leaders rise up. Are you rising up? Are you saying, hold on, wait a minute, no, that's not acceptable. That's not what we should be doing right now. Pulling the coattail of one or two people, each of us, joining forces to say, no, stop it. Step back. Take a breath. Breathe. This is not the answer. This is not the way. Devastation does not create change. Change is created out of vision. What is your vision that you've been holding on to that's well overdue? Now is the time to bring your vision forth. Take a risk. Right now, if you do it well or not, who cares? Take a risk. Try it out. See what's going to work or what's not. We're all on a level playing field dealing with a structural change. All of us are trying things differently. All of us are having to figure things out in a different way because the status quo has been broken. The comfort zone has been shattered. So why are you still sitting back, not taking a risk and stepping out? Don't tell me, woe is me. Coach Adams, you don't know the trouble I've seen. You don't know the trouble I've seen. But I serve a great God, and I know that this too shall pass. Oh, I'm not minimizing it. Don't misunderstand. Again, my heart aches as well. But I know I can't stay and reside in that place because there is power of attention. And I understand that there are power in words. And so I have to speak words of life. And I come to you speaking words of life and challenging you right where you are to say, no, don't settle. Don't get caught up. Make a decision to be a part of the solution. This is your season. This is your opportunity to rise up as a leader and make a difference. So how will your vision refocus us or refocus someone? How will your vision restore something? How will your vision be used to renew? How will your vision revive? How will your vision revive, restore to life or consciousness? People are just responding. They are unconscious. What can you do to help to bring someone back, restore them to life and consciousness so that they're not just out there acting and responding? We need to all step back and process, look at things from a different point of view, evaluate from a higher plane, get out of the crowd, lift our heads up high, see the vision well beyond this cluster, and look beyond today into the future. What does that look like? Is all of this devastation, is it working, serving us? Is it making a difference? Is it honoring George Floyd? Is it changing legislation? Is it changing laws, policies? No, it isn't. It's creating more havoc, more challenges, more issues, more problems. Do you want that to be your legacy? I don't think so. And that's why I say to you, what will you do to make a difference? How will you help us to reclaim, to retrieve or recover what has already been broken? Yes, and there is a lot of brokenness. The world is not perfect. It isn't. That's why we need something greater than us. And I tell you, if it wasn't for my faith right now, I don't know, it'd be a little sketchy. But I know the power of God and the power of the anchor of faith. I don't know what your position is, but I know the power of faith. And I want you to know that what's happening right now, we're going to get on the other side of this. We will. It may take some time, but we're going to be in a better position if you get into position. Be a part of the process for us to redeem. You see, redeeming is this regaining of possession, returning to a rightful. When it comes to faith, it's that which was once in place, taken out of place and restored to its rightful place. That is that place of right relationship with God, with Christ. And truly, as we look beyond today and we forecast what's on the horizon for tomorrow, what do you see? What I've grown to learn to be true, everything, absolutely everything, looks so much better when you look up and you listen. But when you're looking down, it looks a little devastating because you're looking at all of the stuff that's going on in the midst of. And yeah, it'll get you down. Woo, woo, won't it get you down? It'll make you feeling like, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. But I want to encourage you today that this too shall pass. But only if you rise up, if I rise up and be a beacon of light that creates change through bringing hope. People are dealing with a place and a sense of hopelessness right now. They're feeling in despair. And you can help them to get out of that because of who you are and the vision that God has placed in you. I may not know exactly what that may be, but I can tell you, if you just get up and make a decision that I want to be used as a beacon of change, a light in this darkness, guess what? You will make a difference. Woo, I know I'm on fire tonight, and I trust you've gotten something great from today's broadcast. And, you know, now is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. I encourage you to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I love the rich interaction that you as participants bring our global listening audience, and this is a safe space. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Ah, I see we have a caller. Area code, I see we have a couple of callers. 702, last 4 digits, 4151. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? And thank you so much for engaging today.
Good evening, Coach Adams.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I appreciate you so much with your Motivational Mondays and your mentorship to all that will receive it. And I do have a vision. I've had one, and I let fear of not being able to make it happen. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, we're honoring all of the heroes of the pandemic, of the frontline people, but we're missing out on honoring the people who have no refuge, no place to go, and that's our homeless people. They're out there on the streets, no food, no home, and they're exposing themselves, and there is no help, no help in sight for them. I've been working on a project for quite a while now, and that's to buy land to build homes for the homeless. Financial situation will, okay, where am I going to get the money to pay $10 million for land? Where am I going to get another $10, $15 million to build these homes? You know, how do I collaborate, not compete with other organizations that have the homeless in heart? So, there's a lot of visions out there.
I agree with you. There are definitely a lot of visions. I didn't want to jump in if you weren't finished with your statement. And, of course, there was so much richness there that we can unpack. But where I want to start with is that for each and every one of us, and you hit the nail on the head, there's a lot of visions. But with each vision that we have and we've been given, it starts with writing the vision and making it plain. And I don't know if you have written out the vision by way of a business plan and really outlined what are the full details of this vision. Because when that vision is clear, the one thing I've grown to realize, when our vision is clear, others can catch the vision. But we first have to make it plain. Oftentimes our visions are not converting because we have not done our due diligence. We have not been disciplined in writing out the vision, making it plain. We get caught up in the obstacles, and I understand, believe me, we're in a world society that we need money. So I get it. But I am one that can honestly say that I started a business and I continue to start businesses with no money. But that vision has to be clear. And once the vision is clear, there are individuals in place that would love to partner with you and love to support your vision, but they need to be able to catch the vision. And, of course, there's so much more that we could talk about, and I'm just being generalized right now because we're on the airwaves. And I welcome an offline conversation with you so we can dig in a little bit deeper. I want to give you, in this difficult time, a complimentary coaching session, a half an hour to just kind of talk at greater length offline. So give me a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. And I'll be happy to dig in with you. And I thank you for participating on Motivational Mondays today. We're going to go to our next caller. Area code 972-3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What is your question or comment?
Well, Coach Adams, I just must say tonight, I feel the burning passion in you tonight for us to rise up as leaders and to be that light. And just that emerging is so important. Tonight, today, this evening, I was part of the protest march. I live approximately 25 miles from the center of Dallas, Texas. And every community around Dallas, Texas were marching at the same time from 5 to 8 o'clock this evening. And I felt as a leader, it was important for me to emerge and become a part of history as well as knowing that this protesting that's going on around the world is going to really bring forth some changes. And I want to say, too, is that I think you said it before, you know, we must follow the right leader. We got to follow the right leadership. And I watched our president today do a photo op with a Bible in his hand and not having any compassion for what was going on. While he was doing his photo shoot, he had the police to gas the people that were right across from the White House and from the church that he was photo oping at. We must understand what true leadership is. You said we must rise up, be the light. And I just wanted to stand in agreement with what you are saying tonight as a leader. I feel like there are thousands and thousands, and we have thousands of people in this march. I marched with my sons today, and there were thousands and thousands of people. And I just want to encourage the listeners that even though you seem like a little speck of those thousands of people, but the fact that you walked those miles and you were a part of that, your voice is being raised in the nation. Now, your next step is to vote. We must become voters because there are more of us than them. And I thank you for that word today of just emerging. And I thank you for speaking about the faith that we must have. I thank you for what you're giving forth to the people to empower us, because we have the authority within us. We just have to rise up, Coach, like you said, and be the light. And I want to just sort of address the caller before that.
Yes, go right ahead.
There is so much resources out there for you. I suggest that you partner with the homeless shelters and the city of Dallas and see what they're doing and find out how they got monies, and because they are building houses for the homeless all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area to get the homeless off the street. They're building them homes that they can place them in, and they never have to pay rent. All they have to do is sustain their lives. And so partner with, we get resources from other people. That is so awesome, Coach, that you're giving her a free coaching session there, that where she can understand that there are resources out there. There are investors out there. There are people that will partner with her, because God uses people to bring forth the agenda and to fulfill the visions that we have for the people of God. Thank you, Coach, for this evening.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And I love the recommendation that you gave for our previous caller, because in today's age, Google is a wonderful thing. We just have to do our research. And I love that you said, hey, I'm from Dallas. She may not be from Dallas, but Dallas is doing some great things with the homeless. And if you get some information, start to find out how can you partner in your area. We don't have to recreate the wheel. We just, like you said, we just need the right partnership, and the resources are available. And I understand the caller, because so often, and I know you would relate to this as well, it's our insecurities, our own stuff that holds us back. But once we begin to move, we can see that there's so much available for us, but we have to move. We have to step out, and that's the converter, our stepping out. I started with not having all of the answers. I mean, I was embarking upon a whole new career area than what I knew. I have an extensive background in real estate, former licensee of the state of California, real estate, mortgage lending. I knew that. But the journey that God had for me, I didn't know that. And so I'm always asking questions and, you know, taking a step and getting things answered as I go. And that's the thing, that as we move and go, the answers will come, but we have to step out beyond our insecurities, beyond our own fears, beyond our own stuff. I thank you for interacting and engaging with us today on Motivational Mondays. It was so rich, and I so appreciate it. I want our callers to know that you do still have a few moments left in today's programming. This is the time in which our lines are open, and if you want to ask a question, make a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad. To add yourself to the host queue, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Would love to hear from you. You've made a decision to share in this hour of empowerment. I would love to know, are you taking anything away from this topic on emerge? It's time to emerge. Well, how did that connect with you? What did you get from what was shared? Don't be shy. We would love to hear from you. As we prepare to wrap up this evening, I want to give you a quick summary of what did we talk about today. We talked about that this emerging requires that I come forth courageously with boldness. For me to finish out this last part of the year, I can't do it in the way that I did it before, because in this emerging, I must show up and get in position. Get in position for change. This coming into view, let people know that you are there and what your vision is. Become visible as a leader with your vision, taking the charge in your zone and creating change right where you are. Don't stop working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. I propose, I challenge you, I give you the charge to emerge. Do it. Today, make the decision to rise up. We need to restore. We need to renew. We need to revive. We need to reclaim, and we need to redeem. And God wants to use you in those areas to support us in moving to this next season. For those of you who are interested in partnering with me for coaching, oh, I would love to in this season for you, because I don't want you to lose your goals. What are you doing differently to get greater results in this season of difficulty? It's going to truly determine, when all is settled down and we get beyond all of the stuff, where are you in your positioning? And so now is the perfect time for a winning partnership. One-on-one coaching truly makes the difference. Call for complete details. I want you to know that I'm offering a special bonus for anyone that joins in a coaching partnership in this season. Say that you listened in to Motivational Mondays and you will get an extra bonus. I want you to know I'm here to support you and I want to be on your team. You know, one of the greatest things that I've realized is that, wow, when we're navigating through difficulty and dealing with crisis and challenges, who you have on your team, oh my gosh, it really matters. And I have some great people on my team that I'm so grateful for. And I want to be a part of your team, because it's because of those that I have on my team that I've been navigating through each and every one of these crises and challenges and difficulties more effectively and staying focused on where to keep my focus. And that's keeping the main thing, and that's the assignment that we've been called to in the midst of all of the stuff. So I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. As I prepare to close out, I want you to know that, again, I want to partner with you. You can contact our team at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you may shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. To learn more about Coach Adams and the power of coaching, visit coachadams.com. I want to be and have you in my network and be on your team. I have a full circle of empowerment. I just spoke about coaching, but I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater results and greater success. So for that full menu, give our team a call so that you can receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally despite the challenges. I want you to know that you do not want to miss next week's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We have a dynamite in-studio guest, Dr. Pastor Les Simmons, will be sharing with us from Northern California, an influential pastor in the region, and he has some great wisdom on navigating through this difficulty from his point of view, and I'm excited about that, and I trust that you will join us at the same time on next week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.